Hello.
He's coming to the telephone.
Thank you.
Hello.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Just a moment for the president. Thank you. Ramsey Clark on one.
Ramsey?
Hi, Mr. President. On the Senator Fulbright's request to me for Mr. Hoover's testimony, he's been out of town. Nick had some trouble getting hold of him, but now has talked with him. Fulbright says that it'll be all right for me to reply along the lines of the letter we've drafted. Nick read it to him over the phone. He seemed a little reluctant, and he wanted an assurance that Helms and I would testify if necessary, which is certainly no problem for me, and Nick has checked with Helms and said no real problem there either. Mr. Hoover reports, and Deke reported actually last night, that he had talked with Senators Dirksen, Hickenlooper, and Mundt. They all agreed that they saw no reason for Mr. Hoover to testify. They thought his letters were adequate and that they would do what they could to throw cold water on the idea. He says they say that there was not a vote on the issuance of the letter. Senator Morris proposed it, Senator Aiken seconded it, and there wasn't any objection. And they didn't really, these three senators say they really didn't think that it should be done. You heard Senator Mansfield there this afternoon. I rather think Mr. Hoover is very anxious for the letter to go, and we got some pretty substantial concessions from him in the language if he'll stay put, not operate collaterally on us after it goes.
What letter?
The draft of the letter that I would send Senator Fulbright, which I described briefly to you yesterday. It would say that I've discussed it with Mr. Hoover. He and I agree. Recite the numbers. And the two key sentences, again, are that while adding any number, a potential espionage agent, of course, makes a commensurate increase in the work of the FBI. Bureau is fully capable of handling such additional work. The contemplated number of Soviet officials would not place an undue burden on the FBI. I had tried to get him to say insignificant and minimal. I didn't. he just wouldn't stay hitched on that. It's best not to go that far because he would be undercutting it from time to time. There is language in here still that says the impact on our responsibilities is minimal. And another place we say it would not be significant. I think Mr. Hoover is very anxious for me to send the letter. I think if we delay too long on it, or any longer really, that we may get some rumors going that he and I can't agree, or that we had trouble getting him to agree and it took time. And also, it would probably be good to get as much time as possible between sending the letter and the time of the vote, because it would be kind of old hat by then.
I think you ought to go testify, too. I think you make a good witness.
Well, there's no easiest thing in the world to do. It's just as clear as it can be.
I thought all those extra things you brought in today about how many you got, you add all these to them, you don't get 1%.
It's really incredible. So I'd like to send the letter if it's all right.
That's good.
Okay, sir.
But what'd you hear about the argument today?
Nothing that really meant anything to me. I think Bittman was belligerent and loud, and Williams was controlled and smooth. I can't our people thought that, but he's so exuberant anyway that he was getting to the jury. He said some awfully mean things.
Your people thought Pittman was getting to the jury?
Yeah, they thought he was reaching, he thought he was reaching the jury is what it amounts to, but he's that, he always does. In other words, he thought they were following along with him. He said some awfully, some rough, mean things, but you just can't tell a lawyer how to argue his case, and if we try and why, we'd really be in the soup on it, so. There it is. I really don't have a feel that I really don't believe I can evaluate it, but I don't think he is a fair judge at all. I don't.
When did he go to the jury?
11 o'clock tomorrow.
Oh, they just argued today and he charges tomorrow?
Charges tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
You expect a verdict tomorrow?
I would guess that there'll be a verdict tomorrow, yes, sir.
Couple of hours or a couple of minutes?
Oh, I'd say, I would doubt that they would come back in less than 2 or 3 hours. If there's some intelligent people on the jury, they will start out by saying, now, we don't want to go running right back out of here because we want people to think that we've, you know, seriously considered all this. From what Judge Gash is said to have said in chambers yesterday, why, he feels that if they come back fast, it's not guilty. Because he said that, I'm told he said, not by Pittman, though Pittman has never mentioned it, that he thought the government had a weak case. And he thought if the jury came in fast, they would find him not guilty. If it took longer and they got into a dispute, he thought that was the government's best chance for it. I would think, though, they'll be out for a while.
What's your best case on Bromley? What's the best part of your case? Bromley stuff?
No, I don't really, well, the Bromley stuff, yes, in the sense that it, it ties a lot of things together, but the $100,000 is, that's the eye catcher. I think that's also the best defense, but,
aren't you coming to this Connor party?
Yes, sir. I was just leaving when you called.
Oh.
Miss Boucher? Yolanda?